Hey, it's Overslept with Chris Laker. What up? I gotta do this quick. This is like, I got like 10 minutes because I got a bunch of shit to do and I gotta go to Philadelphia. So, it's like 9:37. I meant to get up at 8:30, but I always get up about an hour after I mean to get up. But I did get up a little. I had to feed the cats and I brushed my teeth. My teeth aren't usually brushed for this show because I'm in bed still. So I don't know if that makes a difference in the feeling, but there you go. So yeah, I'm heading to Philadelphia. Parents are coming to the show. I know I must have talked about this, but parents. They see me do stand for the first time tonight. I'm a little. It's like I'm not nervous. I'm not nervous. It's like it doesn't matter. It's just weird that they. But I figured it looks like we're about to go to war, so might as well get this done before there's a nuclear explosion somewhere. Yeah, I'm worried about that. Am I not supposed to be worried about that? It could happen. I feel like the I don't know if I should be worried if it's the if it would be boom, we're done, less worried than if it's like some kind of like a lesser boom, and then we're all just like radioactive or something. I don't know which is preferable because I think if it's like North Korea, I don't think they could hit New York, but I think they can hit California maybe. Whew. Well, this is. I know I shouldn't talk about this stuff. It's not, you're just waking, well, maybe you're not just waking up. I don't know if you're just waking up. But that's what happens when I just wake up and I think about, oh, how is the world going to end today? Let's see. Is there any, I'm just going to see if there's any decent, well, no good news there. Let me try Reddit news. What do we got at the top there? Pharmaceutical giant plotted to destroy cancer drugs to drive prices up 4,000%. Those motherfuckers. Oh, you know what the source is on some of these articles on Reddit, though. But that I don't doubt. Drug industry is pretty gross. British woman stabbed to death in Israel. I'm not gonna click on that. Muslims stabbed and beaten after attacker tries to tear hijab. So much violence. Bomb. Lawyer says passenger dragged from United flight suffered significant concussion, broken nose. And lost two front teeth? Oh, dude. Concussion. I'm like, all right. Broken nose. I'll give you. But two front teeth? Fuck you. You're knocking out teeth? I've been knocked around pretty good in my life. Never had any teeth knocked out. That's gotta hurt like a motherfucker. This dude's. He needs to give him millions. I don't know. He's a doctor, though, so I guess he can, like, fix all that shit. Can you fix a concussion? NYPD, local story, reportedly defies sanctuary city status after alerting ICE to illegal immigrants' court dates. Oh, no. Well, that's not cool. Well, that's the news. How much time has that been? 5 minutes. I'll give you five more, and then we'll go. So, Easter. Easter's coming up. Going to my parents' house for Easter. I don't know why. They like everybody to come over for Easter. It's out of all the holidays to celebrate, it's the least anything. I know it's the most holy for anybody that my mom and dad who I know my dad, they practice Catholicism. I still don't feel like my dad's like I'm a Catholic, even though he wasn't raised Catholic. He became Catholic to marry my mom. And he says, oh, I believed in it after I heard about it. It makes no fucking sense right there. And I never see him getting all jazzed for Easter or church or anything like that. But they go to church. And they'll go to church tomorrow or Sunday. But it's just like, you go over there, if you eat the lamb, it's just not a great, it's boring. I'm off sugar. So the candy's a no-go. And then, you know, but it's a, every year I think I go there every year, and every year I forget that I go there until I get a text or a phone call saying, are you coming for Easter? I guess. That's the problem with Jacqueline coming from a Jewish household. I can't dodge Easter at my parents' house by going to her parents' Easter, which would be better. I go to their, you know, they have they do Christmas. You think they could do an Easter, but it would be hard for me to be, oh, I'm going to their Seder and their Easter. But they don't do one anyway. Christmas is a non-Christian Easter. I mean, if you have kids, sure, color some eggs. But if you're like adults sitting around having like a non-Christian Easter, I don't know, you do that. You do a Christmas, for sure. We took the Christ out of Christmas forever ago. I mean, we took Jesus out of Easter too, but that's a kid holiday. That's like, well, Halloween's a kid holiday too. You could, that's a candy kid holiday, Halloween, and then adults took it with their with the slutty costume. That's a fine move. If there was a nighttime costume element to Easter, you could do, or some kind of thing that you could incorporate. I don't know, drinking into it. You can. That would be a big marketing move if you could pull Easter into the adult naughty holiday as Halloween is. It's perfect distance from Halloween to do it too. They're working that naughty Easter, and then it's all about because it's all about bunnies and fertility. It's all about fucking. It would be a good move. Try to think of how you do that. You have an Easter basket. Easter basket's got sex toys in them or something. There's the grass in there. That could be like a weed, like a smoking weed holiday. A naughty smoking weed holiday. It's too close to 420. That's the problem there. You can't fuck with the weed on that because of the 420. Well, which is a great holiday. 420 is a fun holiday. The people that want to shit on, ooh, dude, it's a stupid stoner stuff. Chill out, man. Have a good time. Why not have some fun? All right, we're 9:42. By the time I finish this goodbye, then we'll be done, because I seriously got to go. Sorry if this is so short, but, you know, I oversleep. It's the name of the show. But I'll talk to you tomorrow from Philadelphia. Find out how my parents enjoyed my stand-up comedy. I think they'll like it. Because I'm going to not talk about my dick. I think I can go 15 minutes without talking about my dick. So that's my choice. That's my plan. All right. Talk to you guys tomorrow. We love you.